In renal patients, iron deficiency may be described as being absolute or functional. In absolute iron deficiency, stores are simply inadequate and the bone marrow cannot be supplied with enough iron for erythropoiesis. In functional iron deficiency, however, adequate stores are present, but for reasons that are not well understood, the iron is not released into the marrow rapidly enough to meet the demands of red cell production. In renal patients receiving a pertin alpha therapy, absolute iron deficiency is characterized by a serum ferritin of less than 100 micrograms per liter, a transferrin saturation of less than 20%, and a proportion of hyperchromic red blood cells of more than 10%. A low serum ferritin will reflect dwindling iron stores within the cells of the reticuloendothelial system, and a low transferrin saturation may indicate inadequate transport of iron to the bone marrow. In functional iron deficiency, the test results reflect the fact that iron stores are adequate, but cannot be supplied to the marrow rapidly enough to meet the demands of acutely stimulated erythropoiesis. As we've seen, iron is stored in the cells of the reticuloendothelial system in the form of ferritin and hemosiderin. It's the iron stored as ferritin that can be made available for erythropoiesis in the bone marrow. Although the amount of ferritin cannot be measured directly, it's possible to measure the amount of a biologically inactive form of the molecule which is present in the plasma. This form contains no iron and is known as the serum ferritin. It's present in amounts which are roughly proportional to the amount of iron-containing ferritin within the reticuloendothelial system. However, to avoid the development of iron deficiency in renal patients receiving ypertin alpha therapy, the serum ferritin should be no less than 100 micrograms per liter. It's worth noting once again that 1 gram per deciliter rise in hemoglobin requires 150 milligrams of stored iron, and this equates to about 20 micrograms per liter of serum ferritin. Earlier we saw that transferrin is a carrier molecule for iron, and it's the only means by which iron can be transported around the body. The amount of transferrin in the plasma remains fairly constant, and normally about one-third of its total iron binding capacity, TIBC, is saturated. This means that about 4 milligrams or 0.1% of iron in the body is in the form of transferrin at any one time, and that this turns over many times each day in order to meet the body's iron transport requirements. The percentage of hyperchromic red blood cells is a very good measure of iron deficiency. Although these measurements are made by machine, erythrocytes are termed hyperchromic if they appear pale in color following staining by microscopic examination. This hyperchromic appearance is caused by a lack of hemoglobin within the cell, and is a consequence of inadequate iron supply during erythropoiesis.